Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about food since, we're right around Thanksgiving and it's been a food frenzy.
Pretty food-centric.
But access to food in, not just rural Minnesota, obviously in the core of the Twin Cities would be another area, food access can be a problem for some folks.
Right, yeah. I was at a conference yesterday where we talked about food access and the Minnesota Food Charter, and we had kind of a brainstorming session to talk about the different ways that access to food affects communities and even the economic development in communities. And we had a lot of interesting topics coming up, and one of them was a large one, was one that we've talked about on here before, which is just the decline in the number of grocery stores in greater Minnesota.
Think about it. If you live in a community that's 25 miles away from the nearest grocery store.
Right.
Now you have a transportation problem, mm-hmm. as well as a food access problem.
Especially if a good number of your population are seniors.
Exactly.
Who are reluctant to drive even under good weather circumstances, and you get the middle of winter. I was talking to one friend once where she said that her parents live 30 miles from the nearest grocery store, and they drive there only once a month, which really limits their ability to get fresh food, perishables, vegetables, things like that. And that's really at the center of a lot of this, is just your ability to get nutritious food. You can get processed, prepackaged food, pretty much anywhere. And that's why we see this as a big topic. And things are starting to slowly change. People are starting to look at ways that, more creative ways we can get food to people. Convenience stores are starting to carry more perishables, because in a lot of small towns, the grocery store may be gone, but the gas station and convenience store is still there. We're actually, starting to see this in urban areas too, where people are, low-income people don't have cars. They have to take the bus, or they have to go to the food shelf, and transportation is a problem there. And convenience stores are the only option that they have.
Well, and of course, you think about, if you are taking any kind of public transportation, you really are limited as far as the amount of groceries you can carry, right? It's basically
exactly
what you can carry in your arms or on your back in a backpack or whatever. You mm-hmm. can't put a trunk load of groceries on a bus.
Right. And so a lot of what we talked about were potential solutions. How do we help grocery stores maintain and sustain themselves? Are people, even if they get these fresh foods, do they know how to cook them? Some people grew up in families where you just didn't cook, and so you don't know what to do with this stuff once you get it. And so it's a big issue, but I think a lot of attention is turning towards it now. And I think we're at another one of those watershed moments where people are starting to think of things in a whole new big picture way, and that we will start seeing solutions to some of these issues soon.
Well, I hope so. Thank you, Marnie. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.